This is the Daf Yomi Masechet Review, Masechet Gittin, tape number 4.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI. This tape is dedicated in memory of Yosef ben Meir Adler, Zichrono Livracha. Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We're holding a Masechet Gittin, Daf Samach Zayin, beginning of the 7th Perek, Perek Shvi, Misha Achzu, from the Mishnah. If Kurdaikus, which is the name of a shade, seizes someone who is drinking wine, and this man says, write a get for my wife, we don't listen to him. Since his head is not on straight right now, he's been seized by the Kurdaikus. If he's sick, and they ask him if he wants a get for his wife, and he nods yes, we're biting his request carefully, and if it seems he really wants his wife to get a get, we give his wife a get. And the Gemara says, Kurdaikus is a ruach that seizes a person who drinks too much wine. The sickness of sunstroke, the Gemara says, the remedy is lean meat and diluted wine. Daf Samachas. Rabbi Yochanan says there were 300 types of shadim, demons, but I don't really understand what they're made of. Shlomo HaMelech built a base Hamikdash with stones that were fully completed and didn't have to be cut or ironed out. The Shamir worm was built to help create these stones. To find the Shamir worm, the Chachamim told Shlomo HaMelech to take a male and female shade and tie them together so they'll tell him where to find this worm. Ashmedai was dragged to Shlomo HaMelech in order to find out the trick of how to get the Shomer worm. Ashmedai said that only Tarnagols have access to this worm. Eventually, when Shlomo let him go, he was able to throw Shlomo out of Yerushalayim until he had to go and beg for food. When he finally got back to Yerushalayim, the Sanhedrin didn't want to believe him, but eventually he became king again. The Gemara says Shadim can disguise themselves as people, but they can't disguise their feet since they always look like the feet of Tarnagolim. Daf Samach Tes. The Gemara now is going to detail many unique refuos, remedies for different types of illnesses. The Marsha cites the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yud Amid Beis, which says that there was once a Sefer refuos, a book of remedies which Chizkiyahu HaMelech hid and permanently removed from circulation. The Gemara says that the Chachamim of the time agreed to Chizkiyahu's action because as people became increasingly reliant on the Sefer refuah, they stopped davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they were becoming oblivious to the fact that it's only Hashem who ultimately provides refuas. Tosfos in Ma'id Kut and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says that these remedies that we were going to talk about may not be effective nowadays anyway, since Nishtana HaTeva, the nature and constitution of people and plants, changed throughout the course of history, and therefore many of the things mentioned that were effective at the time of the Gemara are not necessarily effective today. Some of these refuas include, for a cataract in the eye, a person should bring an old scorpion of 7 colors, dry it out, and mix it with kuchla, and put 3 drops in each eye, but no more. If blood is in the mouth, we can test the source of the blood with a wheat straw. If the straw sticks to the blood, it's a sign that the blood is from the lungs, and therefore there's no hope for him. You can use a handful of cooked sliced beets or a handful of leeks with other ingredients as a cure. But if it doesn't stick to the stick, it's a sign that the blood comes from the liver, and there's no tikkun for this person at all. For boils in the back of the mouth, one must take the right steps to soften and isolate the boils, drain the pus, and then allow it to heal via dust from a beis hakiseh mixed with honey. If someone's heart is beating too fast, they should take 3 cakes of wheat mixed with honey, eat it, and then drink the undiluted wine. This slows the heart down. For diarrhea, one should use a wet polio plant in water. For constipation, a dry one. The water of a blacksmith is good to heal problems with the spleen. If a person was wounded with a Persian lance, there is no long-term refuah since their arrows had poison on them. So once it strikes, the poison circulates through a person's system. Fine. Dates have a lot of milus. They warm up a person, they're good to help constipation, and they give someone power. And no matter how much you eat, you never get tired of them. Eliyahu HaNavi said to Reb Nosson, eat 1/3, drink 1/3, and leave over 1/3 of the food you're given. If a person wants to avoid stomach illness, he should get used to dipping food into vinegar and wine. You shouldn't eat too much of what they really like, and you shouldn't wait too long to relieve yourself when you have the desire to do so. If a person is mekiz dam, he bloodlets, and then he has tashmish hamita, he will have weak children. If both the husband and the wife are mekiz dam before tashmish, they'll have very weak children. And finally, the Maril says, bisman hazeh, it's also for us to use any of these refuas, since we're not bekiyim in the specific of the ingredients that are referred to here in the Gemara. Rav Kahana said in the name of Rav that although a cheresh, a deaf mute, is generally not halachically capable of divorcing his wife, however, if he is literate, he can in fact divorce her by instructing a sefer and a shliach through writing, to write and deliver a get to his wife. The Gemara surmises from this that apparently Rav is of the opinion that ksiva kedibur, communication through writing, has the same halachic standing as speech. And accordingly, Rav Zeira asks, why is an ilam, a mute, excluded from testifying as an aid, as a witness? Why can't he write his testimony, albeit that he can't speak? Abaye answers that edus through writing is unacceptable because of a special drusha from the pasuk of al pishnayim edim, which implies mipihem velomi piksavam. Testimony must be given orally and not in writing. Many of the Paiskim discuss whether the concept of ksiba kedibur, mentioned by our Gemara, can be applied to other areas of halacha as well. For example, Sfiras Haimer, Rabbi Kiva Eger, says whether or asks whether one may write the day of the Haimer instead of saying it. Laisisa Hashem Hashem Hashav, if writing Hashem's name in vain constitutes the same iser as saying it in vain. And Birchas Kayanim, whether a Kayan can fulfill the mitzvah of Birchas Kayanim by writing the brachas instead of saying them. The consensus amongst many of the Achrayim, including Rabbi Akiva Eger, is that Ksiva has the same legal standing as Dibur regarding halachas in which the Torah does not specifically use the expression of Dibur. For example, with regard to the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, learning Torah, where the Torah uses the words V'hagisabai, you should meditate in Torah, most agree to the position of the Abu Draham, who assumes that writing the Torah, the thoughts of the Torah, is equal to saying them, and one may not write Divrei Torah before reciting Birchas HaTorah. There are three things that weaken the power of a person. Number one, worrying about future events, i.e. anxiety. Number two, traveling. Number three, averus. There are three things that make a person's emotions feeble. Eating while standing, drinking while standing, and tashmish while standing. There are five things which are nearer to death than they are to life. Eating and then standing up immediately. Letting blood and then standing up. And waking up and jumping out of bed immediately. The Gemara says there are certain things that too much of them are bad for you, but a little bit is actually good for you. Travel, tashmish hamita, riches, work, wine, bathing, and bloodletting. Reish Lakish says, if the husband is under the influence of the kordaikus, of the demon, as long as he gave orders when he was normal to give the get, we can give it now when he isn't normal. Rabbi Yochanan says, we can't give it at all until he has a refuah from the grips of the kordaikus. If roiv of both of a person's simanim, the kana and the veshet, windpipe, food pipe, are cut, we can assume that the person will die. If a person is deaf and cannot speak either, but he can write instructions on a piece of paper, this can be used to give a get to his wife. A person who can speak but he can't hear is called a cheresh. One who can hear but can't speak is called an ilam. We learn these terms from the pasuk. If a person has evidence for something, but he doesn't come forward, that's an avera, and he may be chayev for a karban shvua. The Gemara says, generally speaking, testimony must come from oral evidence and not from written evidence, because of the pasuk, as we said, mipihem, as we learn mipihem, v'lemi piksavam. However, in certain instances, we can use shtaris, especially when it isn't actually edus, for example, like in the case of a get. The Gemara says, the same way we are baidik, a person who is struck dumb for gittin, we ask him a few questions, so too we would be baidik a person like this for matanis and for yerushas. And I'm dealing with Inyana Gittin, we're more makel with this halacha, mipiham v'lemi piksavam, because she could end up as an aguna. She could end up living the rest of her life without a husband. Mishum iguna, ikilu bei rabban. The Mishnah. If someone says, write a get, and the Edom don't follow this person's specific instructions, the get is possible. And the Gemara says, by Gittin we can be seimich on the ksaviyad of a cheresh. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, that only applies if he was born as a cheresh, but if he was a pikeach, and then he became a cheresh, he can write a get, and other people can sign the get. Others say, even in this case, he cannot write a get either. The Gemara says that a woman who became a shaita, her husband shouldn't divorce her. This halacha, however, is only midrabbanan. Dafayin beis, the Mishnah. If he's about to take a trip, and they ask him, do you want a get for your wife? If he says yes, and they don't follow his exact instructions, the get is pasul. The Gemara says the sefer on a get can also act as one of the two witnesses of the chasima. The Mishnah here is teaching us a series of chidushim. If he says kosvu, then these shluchim must write the ksuba themselves. But even if he told shluchim to tell other people to write the get, it's no good, since the baal must tell the sefer himself. If a man says, let this get be chal after I die, it isn't chal, since we say ein get la'achar misa. Rabbi Yossi says, zmanei shel shtar mechiach alav, the date of the shtar is sufficient evidence to tell you what he actually meant. And finally, if we have a suffix by a get and a man dies, we say chaletzes v'lay misyabemes. If there's a choice of doing chalitza or yibam, we always do chalitza. Dafayin gimel. If a person gave a get on an assumption that he'll die, and he gets better, so midaraisa, it shouldn't still be a good get. However, the Rabbanan say it is a good get. Aye, how can the Torah say the get isn't a good get? So she's an Eishes Ish, and the Rabbanan come along and are Iker, this halacha mid Rabbanan, and say that the get is chal, and therefore she isn't an Eishes Ish. More answers, kol hamakadesh adaita the Rabbanan makadesh. A person gets married knowing that it should only be chal, with the intentions that the kedushin should only be chal, for as long as the Rabbanan want it to be chal. But the moment the Rabbanan do not want it to be chal, then he doesn't want it to be chal. Then it can be mevatel, the whole thing can be batel. This is when a person gets married, he marries a woman, he says the word harayat mikudeshes li bet habazu kedas maisha v'yisrael. The words kedas maisha v'yisrael, what he's saying is he only wants the kedushin to be good for as long as the Rabbanan want it to be good. But in a case like this, where the Rabbanan are aikirat, they do that, and therefore he has the das at the time of the kedushin, that at that point in time, when the Rabbanan want to be aikirat, the thing should be batel. The Gemara says a man sold a field to his friend, and the seller was makabel any mishap to the field as his responsibility. Then the king ran a river through the field. So Ravina said the seller must build a dam, since he had originally been makabel the achrayas. But Rava says he isn't responsible, since it's a milsa deloy shchiach, something that normally does not happen. The Mishnah. When that gives a get and says it should be valid from today if I die, then they can't stay together at all unless there are witnesses to watch them during this time frame. Rabbi Yehuda says she's like an eishes ish. Rabbi Yossi says she's sort of a suffolk. Enu megareshes and megareshes. And the Gemara says, if after a divorce a couple was seen together, we're not chayshish that they were Isaac in Znus. Rabbi Yossi says, we are chayshish that he was bile her for Kedushin. The question is, do they now need a get? Our answer is that they didn't actually see the Znus. No get is needed. Dafayandala, the Mishnah. If one says, this is your get, if you give me 200 zuz, the get is chal, and she must give him 200 zuz. And the Gemara says, the same halacha would apply by kedushin, if a man says to his wife, "Harayat mikudeshes li im etein masayim," he must give her 200. Then the kedushin is chal. Rabbi says any person that makes a shtar with a condition, almanas, is made with the intention that it should be chal right now, pending on the later condition. Dafayin hay. For a tanai to be valid in a transaction, there are four characteristics needed. Number one, it must be a tanai kofel. If you do this, then you get the thing. However, if you don't do this, that's the second side of the tanai, then it isn't chal. This is kibbenei. The tanai is tanai kibbenei God ubnei Ruven, which was said at that time by Moshe Rabbeinu. If you help an Israel conquer Eretz Yisrael, then you can have Eretz Gilad. However, if you don't help an Israel conquer it, then you cannot have Eretz Gilad. That's the tanai kofel. It's two-sided. Number two, it must be tanai kaidim lemaisa. First, you must say the condition, then the result of what happens based on that condition. Number three, hein kaidim lelav. The positive part must be before the negative part. If you do this, then you get the land. However, if you don't, the second part, the negative part, that has to come after the positive part. And lastly, it must be tanai bedavar echa or maisa bedavar acher. The condition can't be oiker the maisa. If all four of these conditions aren't met, the tanai is batel and the maisa is kaim, i.e. the deal happens even though the tanai was not met. So if someone says, this is your get on the condition you return the piece of paper to me, the get is chal, even if she doesn't give back the piece of paper, since it wasn't the tanai kofel. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel argues, on Reb Meir, and says, tanai kofel only applies to the tanai of bnei God or bnei Reuven. Otherwise, you don't need it. The Ran says, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, you don't need any of these four things. The Gemara says, a matana al manas lahachzir, matana that was given on the condition to be given back, is chal immediately, as long as the condition is met. For example, if someone gives an esrog to his friend on the condition that he eventually returns it, so when he returns it, the matana was chala mafreya. However, if he never returns it, the gift was never chal at all. And finally, in general, when people make statements, they don't like to begin with evil statements. For example, they don't like to say, if I die, then this and this and this. They don't like to start that way. The Mishnah. If someone gives a get on the condition you'll serve his father or nurse my son, she must nurse the son for 2 years. Rabbi Yehuda says she must nurse the son for 18 months. Finally, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says any time the obstacle of the tanai actually comes, but it's not due to her fault, the get is chal. Nafayin bav. The Gemara. A tanai which is made, which isn't a tanai kofel, is not chal. And if two sets of Edom watch a get, and each set saw half of the tanai is not kayim, since one of the two must see the full tanai in order for it to be chal. The Mishnah. Someone says, this is your get if I don't come back within 30 days, and he returns within 30 days, then the get is batel, since he was mekayim the tanai, even if he goes back away again afterwards. The Gemara. Rav Safra said, the Chachamim, when they were malava their friends who were leaving Eretz Yisrael, they would only walk as far as Akko, since it's usher to leave Eretz Yisrael, and beyond Akko is considered chutz la'aretz. If a man said, if I don't see you for 30 days, the get should be chal, and he came to see her informally a few times, as long as he didn't have tashmish with her, then the get is chal. Anyways, since just informal seeing is not called seeing. The Mishnah. If one says, this get will be chal if I don't come within 12 months, and he dies within the 12 months, the get is not chal, because we say, ein get la'achar misa. And the woman becomes zokok li'ibam. If he says that the get will be chal me'achshav, if I don't come within 12 months, and then he dies, then it is chal, since he said me'achshav. It was chal ma'freya from that particular point in time. The Gemara. Rabbi Yossi says, we don't need to know if he says me'achshav, since man I shall get me'chiach. This man on the get will teach us what exactly he meant. Dafayin Zayin. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are the days that we call the days after Shabbos, and these days are connected to the previous Shabbos. Nagei halacha l'maisa, this is why when we make Havdalah, if we forget to make Havdalah on Motzai Shabbos, we can actually make Havdalah on Sunday, Monday, or as late as Tuesday night, because those days are considered connected to the Shabbos that had just passed. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin parak Ches Hazarik, the Mishnah. If someone throws a get to his wife, and at that moment she is in her house or her courtyard, the moment the get comes into her bais or to her chatzer, this is her property, it's nichsei malug, it's her property, but the husband is allowed to eat the peres, at that moment the get can be chal. But if he threw the get into his house or into his courtyard, and she was there, the get is not chal, since the property where the get fell into is his property, not her property. And the Gemara says, how do we know if the get is put into her property, even if not into her hand, the get is chal? Our answer is, since the Torah wrote, the nasan biyada, all nesina into her reshus constitutes a divorce. How can a chatzer help? We know, masha kansa isha konabala, so it's really still in his possession, even if she is kind, it's not in mamish her hand, but if it goes into her possession, it really belongs to the husband's possession. Our answer is, he said that he relinquishes the rights to his chatzer at the moment he gave her the get. If a person is supposed to get a Yerusha, or receive a gift, he can in advance say he doesn't want to be kainet, and then he won't be kainet. This, however, won't work if the Torah says you're supposed to receive it. Only if it's the Kanas Chachamim could a person make this tonight. For example, the Chachamim said that the husband can take his wife's Maisei Adayim in exchange for him feeding her. But she could say, I don't want your food, and you don't have to give me any food. So I don't want your food, you don't have to feed me. I don't want any of this. There's no exchange. She could forego that, because that's only Midrabanan. That's Mutter. Rava says here, the Kinyan Chatzer works, since Gita v'chatzera boyin ke'echad, even though Masha Kansa Isha Kanabala, but since the get causes a separation, she is now kind of the Chatzer to allow her to be kind of the get. Also, she can use the Kinyan of Kinyan Chazaka to be kind of the field. They do an act to show that they are the owner. She is kind of the get via Kinyan Agav. Through the Kinyan of Karka, a person is Agav, a person is kind of Samataltalin, or here is kind of the get. Ula says the only time this kinyan chatzer can work is if she's standing on the side of the chatzer. Since a chatzer is like the hand of a person, just like a hand is next to the person, so too a chatzer is next to the person and is okay to be kainet. Rabbi Yeshia says she can be kainet even if her chatzer is in Tveria and she is in Tzipari, since a chatzer is like the shliach of a person, so they don't need to be together. And finally, a man threw a get to his wife in a chatzer, and it fell onto a piece of wood. According to Rabbi Yosef, if the wood was dalad al dalad amas, it was that size, or at least that size, it's a new reshus, and she is not kind of the get. If it's less than dalad al dalad, she is kind of, since it's part of the chatzer. Dafayin Chas. No matter where a woman puts her basket, she can still be kind of a get, and be megureshus, and there is no problem of kelev shalekeach reshus meicher. Mishnah. A get must be given l'shem gerishin, i.e. it has to be done l'shma. The man told his wife, when he gave her a get, take this shtar chayv, and then she realizes it's a get, it's not a valid get until the husband clarifies, this is for your divorce, hey gitech, since otherwise it's unclear if it was l'shem gerushin. The husband gave it to his wife while she's asleep, it's also not a good get until he says, hey gitech, until it's clear. Gemara. The man was carrying a get, and the woman pulls it away from him. He doesn't give it to her, but she pulls it away from him. The get should be pasul, since he must give it to her, v'nasan biyada. She can't just take it from him. If, however, he bent over to give it to her, and then she grabbed it, then it's ischal, because really he meant to give it to her, and then she just completed and concluded the kinyan. And finally, the Gemara says, if a chatzer, in order for it to be kind of something, must be a chatzer mishtameres, it must be watched, and it cannot be a chatzer mahaleches, it cannot be a walking chatzer. The Mishnah. If a woman was in Rishus HaRabim, and the husband throws her the get, if it lands closer to her, she is megureshes. If it lands closer to him, she is not kind of the get, and therefore she is not megureshes. If it comes halfway, it's a suffix, so she can't live with her husband, and she can't remarry. It's a big chumrah. This is a case of megureshes, the ena megureshes. It's somewhere right halfway between, and we're not sure. The same halacha of safek karav loy, safek karav la, would also apply to shtar kedushin or a shtar chayf. The Gemara. Karav la means the get lands within 4 amas of the woman. Even though get is midah raisa, and rishus, the kinyan of dalat amas, is only midah rabbanan, but this whole concept of kinyan will work within dalat amas because of the rule of hefker bezdin, hefker. If a get raisa, kedushin is similar to gittin, and that the halacha of safek karav loy, safek karav la, will apply to shtar kedushin as well. If a husband gave his wife a get, but a string was attached to it, and he could pull the string back, she isn't migureshes, since the pasuk by get says sefer krisus. It has to be something which actually breaks the connection between the two. And since he can control the get by pulling the string, the get is not chal. When the chachamim say dalat amas around the person is part of his rishus, not only is the ground of a dalat amas able to be kaina, but also the avir above it can be kaina, as long as it has the ability eventually to land on the ground. Tafayin test, the Mishnah. If a woman was standing on the roof of a building, and her husband throws her a get, as soon as the get enters the airspace of the roof, she's divorced. If he was on the roof, and her husband threw the get down to her, into her chatzar, as soon as it hits the airspace above the chatzar, she's divorced, even if it gets burned before it ever even lands on the ground. And the Gemara says, anything that falls to within 3 tvachim of the floor of the roof, it's like it was actually on the roof. This is the concept of yivlovud, which means if something is close to something, it's within three tvachim of a particular floor, or a particular piece of ground, that it's considered as if it's part of that. That's called lovin. We know that we learned this by Erevin and by Sukkah, where there's many halachas of lovin, where if a certain wall comes close to the ground and comes within 3 tefachim, it's considered actually attached to the ground. Rabbi holds kluta kamei shehun chadami. When something is in the airspace of a certain rishus, it's like it's mamish in that rishus. So if, for example, on Shabbos, someone throws something from a rishus hayachid to another rishus hayachid via through a rishus harabim, so since it's kluta through the Rishus HaRabim, it's like it landed in the Rishus HaRabim. So it's like making a hanacha in the Rishus HaRabim. Or it's like making a hanacha now eventually into the Rishus HaYachid. The Rabbanan rejects this concept and say he's pater unless the object actually landed in the Rishus HaRabim. There are 3 categories where a get is different than other shtars, including this halacha of kluta kamei shehun chadami. If a shtar goes through the airspace of a chatzar, since the airspace of a Rishus HaYachid regarding Shabbos is considered oyle l'rakia, it may be considered a good hanacha. Masha'en came by get, the halacha is different. And if it flew through the airspace of a chatzar, but never landed there, she wouldn't be migureshes. Midaraisa, one is allowed to carry from one Rishus HaYachid into the adjacent Rishus HaYachid, but midarabanan, you can only do this if you have an Erev Chatzeres. Mishnah. Beishamai says a person is allowed to use a get yashan to divorce his wife. Beis Hillel says you cannot use a get yashan to divorce your wife. What is a get yashan? This is anyone who writes a get, doesn't give it to her at that moment, and then is nisyached with her. So it's a gezeira mid rabbanan to prevent people from saying gita kaidem livna. What happened here? He wrote the get. People were aware he wrote the get. Now they were living together, and the get was never given to her. So it's a question now people are wondering: are they divorced? Are they not divorced? So being the get was delayed, and then she became pregnant. If that happens, no one's going to know what's going on. They're not going to know whether it happened before she was divorced, after she was divorced. The Mishnah. A date must be put on a get, and the date is written, al pi, how many years the current empire, kingdom, is in place. However, in Bavel, if they wrote it according to the date of the Malchus Romi, then it's pasul, since Romi is a Malchus she'eino hagenis. You have to actually write it in a Malchus which is a chashiva Malchus, and it has to be written in the Malchus where you are. If a cipher is in the east, and they write that the get was in the west, in these cases, the get would also be pasul. And if she marries another man, she must be teitze mizeh umizeh. She'll need now a get from number one. She never was really divorced from number one. And she'll also need a get from number two, so people won't say lashon hara on her. She's also not entitled to ksuba money, or peris, and neither husband, in case she dies, and their kohanim, can be mitameh for her. Also, neither can take her maisi adeha, or be made for her nadarim, i.e. since she wasn't really married to either of them. If the sefer accidentally gave the get to the woman, and the receipt, the shaver, to the man, i.e. they exchanged the wrong documents, really he meant to give the get to the man, and the shaver to the woman, and then the man was going to give her the get, she was going to give him the receipts, but that didn't happen. The cipher gave the man the wrong thing, and gave the woman the wrong thing, so they exchanged the wrong shtaris. And then she married someone else. The same halachas would apply if teitzei mizeh umizeh, because the get was never really chal. Nafpei. Gemara. Why were they misakin to date a get according to the year of the local malchus? Our answer is because of shalom malchus. So they'll look favorably on the Jews of that country. When they see that their malchus is always being mentioned in all gittin, the date of the Malchus, they'll feel good about it. And the Gemara asks, just because the date on the get was wrong, she has to be teitzei mizeh umizeh, this halacha is only mina rabbanim. So how can the rabbanim be oiker, a kedushin, and make the vlad a mamzer? My answer is this is like Rameir, who holds kol hamishana limatbeish a tavla ham chachamim begitten yaitze vahavlad mamzer. It's interesting that the chachamim argue on this, and the chachamim do not hold to this, but rather they say the vlad is kosher. The place put on the get is the place where it is written, not where it is given. Taisus says that today we date Gittin according to the creation of the world, i.e. Tafshin Nun Dalet. We don't put the year of the president or the year of the kingdom or whatever. And we don't concern ourselves with Shalom Malchus, since Goyim don't do this either. When Goyim write down a date on something going on, for example, in the United States, they don't write it's the second year of President Clinton. Rather, they write the year 1993. They don't concern themselves with the year of the Malchus or the year of the president or so on and so forth. So since they don't do it, we don't do it either. In Gittin, but rather we just refer to it as Tafshin Nun Dalet. All agree that if the mistake was made in a get with his or her name or the city that they come from, any child born out of the second marriage would be considered a mamzer because the first get was pasul min hatorah. If a shomeres yavam married someone else before getting chalitza from the brother of the deceased husband, she must be teitze, she must leave him. That pale of the Mishnah. A person wrote a get to be Megarish's wife and never gave her the get, they shall may hold she becomes usher to marry a kayan, although she isn't mamisha grusha, but she's a little bit of a grusha because there was a little bit of a partial gerishin that did happen here, although really the full gerishin didn't happen, but the sort of a reach I get. According to Beis Hillel, she is not pasal l'kahuna. The Gemara. If a rumor from a city went out that a kayan wrote a get for his wife, we need to be baidik if it's true. Where it says earlier diris are on a much higher madrega than later generations. And finally, the chiyuv of taking off meiser only begins once a person brings the food to his house, that it's raya pnei habayis, Rabbi Yochanan says. As soon as it gets into his front yard, at that point he's mechuyuv to take off meiser, even before it actually sees the pnei habayis. Mishnah. If one is Megarish's wife, but the two stayed overnight together in a hotel, Beis Shammai says she doesn't need a new get, since we have no proof that they actually live together. Beis Hillel says it's like she remarried, and therefore she needs a new get. Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan says this machlokes is that Edim saw them live together, but it's a machlokes if their kavana was to have kedushin on it. Beis Shammai holds Adam oisa bilasai bilas znus. A person would have bia, even for znus. So maybe there was no intention for kedushin, therefore she doesn't need a second get. Beis Hillel holds Ein Adam oisa bilasai bilas znus. A person only has bia if it's l'shem kedushin. A person would never have bia stam for znus. Therefore, they were together l'shem kedushin. Therefore, she needs a second get, because it's as if they were remarried. Beis Hillel is of the opinion that if a man is bail his former wife, the assumption is that he intended to remarry her with that bia, rather than commit the sin of znus, ein adam, i.e. ein adam oisa bilasai bilas znus. And she therefore requires another get from him before she can marry someone else. Based on this, the Ga'inim, which is brought in the Rambam Perek Yud, Mehilchas Gerish and Halacha Yud Ches, they say that any time a man is mezana with an unmarried woman, we assume that the intention was for kedushin rather than outright znus, and therefore she requires a get. The Rambam over there, however, disagrees and maintains that Beis Hillel's Halacha does not apply to all cases of znus. The Rambam argues that where one is bail a strange woman with whom he had no previous marital connection, there are insufficient grounds to presume that he intends to marry her. Only if the bia involves his former wife, as in the case of the Mishnah, or his arusa, as in the case discussed in Ksubis, daf pe gimel. Only in those cases, Beis Hillel would hold that it's reasonable to assume that he wants the bia to be for kedushin. The Radvaz, brought in the Mishnah Lamelech, asserts that Beis Hillel's aforementioned halacha does not apply if the woman was a nida when the bia took place. The Radvaz reasons that in such a case, where the bia entails a violation of isur nida, there are no grounds to assume that he would want the bia to be for kedushin, rather than commit the isur of znus, since he apparently is unconcerned about committing isurim. He's now being bail a woman who's a nida. Therefore, he probably did it l'shem znus. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Nigris Moshe, Evan Ezra Chelek Aleph, Simen Ayin Dalad, brings this radvaz in regard to a man and a woman who were married in a civil marriage ceremony. The question is, if they were married via civil marriage, are they considered married or not? In other words, do we apply the klal of Ein Adam Oisa Bilasai Bilas Znus, or don't we? He basically says, since these people aren't concerned with the Surim of Nida, then obviously they aren't concerned with doing the Kedushin either properly, al pi halacha, as is brought through this Radvaz. So the klal of Ein Adam Oisa Bilasai Bilas Znus would not apply in this case.